So, Brad Cox, you're looking at what could be the potentially maybe the biggest day of your training career Saturday.
Yeah,
and Friday weekend.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, we have a big weekend ahead. Call Pat in the Apple Blossom, financial modeling in the Oakland Handicap, cash back in the instant racing, and Dazzling Jim in the Arkansas Derby. So.
Yeah, can you sort of just talk about each horse?
Yeah. Yeah. Call Pat. Obviously, she's won her last two here at Oakland, both graded stakes. She's got in front of Untappable last time. Doing great. This is her here. She's training just as well going into this one as she has all winter, so we expect her a big effort out of her. A little bit tougher group, but you know, we'll see if it sets up. They start backing up, and she comes running, she'll be right there. Cash back is training great. She's been here at Oakland for probably 2.5 weeks now, close to three. Has a couple works over the track. There's a little bit of an unknown with her with racing on the dirt. She's 3-for-3, unbeaten 3-year-old filly sprinter, but all of her wins have been on the grass, and we're trying something different with the dirt. She's had like I said, she had a couple works over this track, trained really well, very nice mare. She actually had two siblings that have won on this track sprinting on the dirt in Country Day and Good Deeds, so it's definitely not out of the question that she'll take to the dirt. Then Financial Modeling, he's a horse that some owners, 10 Strike Racing, out of a Memphis-based / Arkansas-based ownership group, purchased privately off of Clarovich Group out of New York, and he's in the Oakland Handicap, doing really well. We're really high on him, excited about his race. Very, very tough race. I mean, it's a great two, but it's really a great one. You know, F and X is in there. But this horse, Irad Ortiz has rode him a few times, and he obviously knows him, so we feel like we're getting a little bit of he knows him, so, you know, hopefully he gets along with him well. He's won a couple on him, so he'll show up Saturday. And then we, obviously, the last one's Dazzling Jim. So, you know, the thing with him, we're trying to get him into the Derby, the Kentucky Derby, and so if he could show up and be in the top three Saturday, hopefully comes out of it okay. We'll get a shot in the Kentucky Derby.
If you knew he could get in on points, would you have run him in the spot or just trained him up to the Derby?
Probably would have trained him up to the Derby, honestly. Just have him a little, you know, fresh, I guess you would say. I don't think, you know, there's probably a little bit of a question mark if he'll get the distance or once he'll go a mile and a quarter. I seem to think he will. Trains real forward of the morning, puts a lot into his gallops. You know, always gallops out of his works great. Galloped out of all of his races in good order. Just very green horse. So, you know, we'll see how it plays out Saturday. He did work very well Saturday. I mean, obviously, if we would have had a setback or didn't feel like he was doing as well as he should, we wouldn't be running Saturday in the Arkansas Derby. But he is doing really well, and we're excited about him.
Now, this cute little girl you got here is called Pat, and you admitted before the Azari that you would have been a little surprised if you could have beaten Untappable. You did beat her, and you beat her giving her 2 pounds. So, sort of talk about the performance that day in the Azari and what kind of confidence that gives you going into the Apple Blossom.
We're definitely confident. I mean, she stepped up. I mean, there's no doubt she stepped up in the Azari. So, you know, I don't think it would be that big of a surprise for her to win the Apple Blossom. I mean, obviously the filly of Hollendorf, who's Terrace Tango, is a nice mare shipping in for the race, but and you know, the local Streamline and a couple of the other ones, I mean, you know, they all have a good shot. It's a short field, so, you know, things can happen. You know, we probably need a little pace to run out with her. She's somewhat pace dependent, so we'll just kind of see how it plays out, but we're excited about her, and we think, you know, if you'd asked me a year ago this time if she was a grade one horse, I would have said no way, but I would have probably also told you she wouldn't have been a three-time graded stake winner like she is now. So, you know, she's really come a long way in the last year.
You know, you're one of the new three-year-olds joining the fray in the Arkansas Derby because you were a third in the Louisiana Derby. Mm-hmm. A lot of these horses are the same from the Rebel. You'll be facing Cupid for the first time. Just how do you see the Arkansas Derby shaping up?
Well, you know, obviously Cupid will probably be close. It seems like there's a lot of stalkers. Horses like to be right off of it. There might be, you know, some people pull some cards out of their sleeves that we haven't seen before, maybe try to you know, stay up in the game. But we're going to do – we're probably going to be a little conservative the first part of the race, trying to get the mile in an eighth and just kind of see how it plays out. Because, you know, this colt looked like – this colt, Dazzling Jim, he kind of looked like he was done last time turning for home, got knocked around a little bit. And, you know, I was kind of thinking this horse is going to be, you know, fifth or sixth. And, you know, he battled on him and for Evermo kind of bumped each other a little bit. And, you know, that day he – you know – Mo Tom has a clear trip. You know, we're probably fourth, but, you know, those horses are I'm not saying those horses are not going to improve, but I think there's, you know, there could be, I think there's, you know, having only raced three times, I just think we could move forward, you know, and if we do move forward, I think we're going to be very competitive.
You're from Louisville, born and raised in Louisville. How big would it be to have a Kentucky Derby horse?
Well, I mean, it's my dream. I mean, obviously, I think anybody that serious about training racehorses, it's whether you're from Louisville or wherever, you know, the Derby's got to be, I think it's a major race to win in America. So, you know, I know a lot of people from here in Arkansas want to win the Arkansas Derby, but, and I sure would like to win the Arkansas Derby Saturday, but the Kentucky Derby's the ultimate goal, and, you know, it's a very tough race to win, and, but no, it would be major to get a starter in it, and I don't want to run just to be running, but, you know, if this colt earns a shot, then, you know, I think we're gonna roll with it.